When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. By the way, happy 13th birthday to my nephew, Landon Smith. I can't believe he's a teenager already, but time flies. We were talking in the first hour about the issue in Fairhaven. And again, this is something Chris touched on a little bit yesterday toward the end of his program, because this release came out when he only had about a half an hour to go, but he's going to be covering it more in depth this morning, coming up at 9 a.m. on South Coast Now. But this release, and we have all the information at WBSM.com and on the app, we have a news story there that has a link in it to read the release in its entirety. But it comes from the board, the select board, which again, the select board for Fairhaven, Stacia Powers, Charlie Murphy, Andrew Saunders, Keith Sylvia, Andrew Romano. And in this release, the select board makes very clear its disdain for the civil service system and how it is not effectively working for Fairhaven to hire police and fire personnel, and recaps the decision by the town meeting voters last year to withdraw from civil service. So this was something that was discussed with the police and fire unions. They supported withdrawal from civil service. They bargained with the union and agreed upon new promotional hiring and promotional processes to replace the archaic processes required under the civil service law, according to this release. And then the matter went before town meeting voters, which the release states, quote, overwhelmingly supported withdrawal. And I'm going to read you another line from the release here. We place these questions before town meeting based on the belief that all the positions in the police department, including the police chief, came under civil service jurisdiction by a vote of town meeting in 1954. We subsequently learned that the decision to put the police chief under civil service was approved at a town election in 1938, meaning it would require putting the question of withdrawal before voters at a town election. So they can withdraw from civil service for hiring the rank-and-file members of the department, other administration, but the position of police chief has to be removed from civil service by an election, by vote, on the ballot. And Fairhaven just had its town election a few weeks ago, on April 1st. So now they're in a position where they're kind of stuck, because, and normally, this wouldn't be a big deal, right? You say, well, we'll just handle that. Technicality, we'll handle that in the next election. Except the current police chief, Chief Michael J. Myers, has said that he is retiring in August of 2024. They've already selected his replacement, who has been shadowing under Chief Myers. This is Sergeant Daniel Dorgan. And now, who knows what's going to happen with that hire? The select board will be meeting after town meeting on May 4th to determine the best course of action to replace Chief Myers. And they have promised that the process will be transparent and that they will be sharing details with employees and voters and residents and everybody and make it as transparent as possible. But what are you going to do? Do you try to talk Chief Myers into sticking around till you can get this problem solved? Do you name someone interim chief? Is that even possible? I don't know what the rules are for naming somebody interim chief. Could Sergeant Dorgan be interim chief until this process sorts itself out? One thing that it seems that they could do is they could use the civil service process to hire the next chief, but based on the language in this release and based on the fact that the voters at town meeting approved withdrawal, assuming that the police chief was included with that, there's no appetite to do that. There's no appetite to use civil service to fill the position. So now what do you do? Do you have a special election just to approve this one question? And if you do, that's going to cost money, first of all. Secondly, I can't imagine it wouldn't pass since the town is for removal of civil service, but when can that go into effect? How quickly can that go into effect? Does it have to wait until the next calendar year? So I'm not sure how this all shakes out. Chris will have more details on this when he comes on the air at 9. He'll have some guests coming on to talk about it. But the townspeople are rightly upset about this because they're looking at this not as whoops. They're looking at this as ineptitude. They're looking at this as why wasn't due diligence done when this was put on the town meeting warrant last year? When they put it out there that the town meeting voters could vote to withdraw from civil service, why didn't they have all the facts? And as I said earlier, trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, you go back and you see in 1954 that town meeting voters approved entering civil service, and the catch here is that you have to withdraw the same way that you went in. So if you went in by town meeting vote, you have to withdraw by town meeting vote. If you went in by election, you have to withdraw by election. And they went back and saw that in 1954, there was a vote of town meeting that brought Fairhaven into civil service. However, in 1938, there was an election that put the chief's position into civil service. So that has to be removed by election. Or withdrawn by election. And nobody went that far back, apparently. Whoever researched this just assumed that this was all covered underneath. And so while we can look at that and say, well, I guess that's an honest mistake, there are residents who are saying, well, why didn't you do your due diligence? Why didn't you hire a consultant? And maybe they did. Maybe the consultant missed it. I don't know. But why didn't you have somebody else who is well-versed in this who could say, well, let's also make sure that the chief falls under this too? And I'd be interested in seeing what the 1954 town meeting warrant article looks like. Does it mention the chief? Does it say, you know, not including the chief who is already a civil service position? It's going to be in the town records. They're going to have that warrant somewhere, I would assume. So this is just a big issue, a big problem. 508-996-0500. I also want to give you an update to a story we talked about, I think, yesterday or Monday. I forget what day it was. But you remember the story of the guy who had his Lexus stolen right from his driveway or right from in front of his house. And there were three people in the car, and they had to use the air wing, which is the helicopter of the and planes of the state police. They had to use that to track this vehicle. He's watching this vehicle on an app, his beloved 2022 Lexus IS. He's watching this on an app and seeing they're going to Burger King, they're going to McDonald's, they're driving this way, they're going, and they're driving the wrong way on the highway and just causing all kinds of chaos. They were finally able to, and as it's driving down the road at high rates of speed, it was missing a tire. The rear bumper was flapping in the wind. It ends up crashing, skidding off the road. State troopers are able to take the three people into custody, including, we were told, so it was two 20-year-olds and a 15-year-old. The funny part about this is out of those three people, the 15-year-old was the one behind the wheel. The 15-year-old was the one driving. And he's scheduled to appear, was scheduled to appear yesterday in Worcester Juvenile Court. The other two people, the 20-year-olds, one was treated for minor injuries and then brought to the state police barracks and booked and charged on receiving a stolen motor vehicle and then transported to the House of Correction and also provided a false name to police. And then the third person, a 20-year-old woman, will be summoned to court for receiving a stolen motor vehicle. She was also treated for minor injuries at the hospital, but she was never held in custody, so they're not sharing her name at this time since she was not arrested. But the 15-year-old is the one that was behind the wheel of the car. They stole this Lexus from out in front of this guy's house, went on the craziest of joyrides. And I don't know about you, but when I was 20 years old, I was not getting behind the wheel with a 15-year-old kid driving the car. Even if I didn't know how to drive, I would sooner drive myself than have a 15-year-old kid behind the wheel. No wonder they were going the wrong direction, crashing into things. I feel so badly for this guy because he didn't do anything wrong. His car is destroyed. And you know that in Massachusetts, somebody steals your car and goes and causes damage with that vehicle, you can be responsible for that damage. At least that was the case when I took driver's ed, and the driver's ed teacher told us that. So hopefully he's not on the hook for anything that happened, but he just must be crushed, as is his car. 508-996-0500. You can send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we will have our first win cash code of the day. Every hour between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., we're going to have a code for you. Actually, it's between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. because we have a code in the 5 o'clock hour. So 10 codes every day. Each time you hear a code, go to WBSM.com or the WBSM app, click on Win Cash, and then enter that hour's code. Each hour's code enters you to win $100, plus each one is an entry for the grand prize of $30,000. Wouldn't you like to win that right about now? You know, you filed your taxes, your tax return wasn't as big as you thought it was, or maybe you ended up owing. Your summer plans aren't finalized yet because you don't really know if you're going to have the money to go on vacation, or maybe you wanted to buy an above-ground pool this year and you don't know if this is the year you're going to be able to afford it. You could do all of that with 30 grand. Win Cash on WBSM, brought to you by Architect Managed IT Services and Hair and Motion Cosmetology. All right, I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Dread. Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. We're going to take some more of your calls coming up after the news. And of course, coming up in the next hour, we're going to have joining us Christine Pierce. She's going to talk with us about racing her Camaro and other tributes that she has done for her son, Trevor, who took his own life a few years ago. We're going to find out more about that story and, of course, how you can help with the sponsorship of Racing Her Camaro. So we'll have all that for you coming up a little bit later on. But right now, I want to talk to you about some chicken. The best chicken in New Bedford. The best fried chicken you will find in the city comes from a gas station. And more and more and more people are trying it and reaching out to me and saying, Tim, you are absolutely right. Crispy, crunchy chicken at Gas Express at the corner of Tarkin Hill Road and Belleville Avenue is the best fried chicken in New Bedford. Their motto is either you know how good it is or you haven't tried it. And if you haven't tried it, get on over there and give it a try. Tasty, meaty, it's not greasy. They make it in small batches. They don't keep it under the warmer all day long so that it gets dried out. It's very juicy. You can get it as bone-in chicken or as boneless tenders. And I can tell you the boneless tenders are huge. They're hand-breaded. Mildly Cajun spiced. You can get a 2, 3, or 4-piece crunch box that comes with one of their great sides like potato wedge fries, jambalaya, mac and cheese. And of course, make sure you also get one of their famous honey biscuits. They come with every crunch box too, but you might want to order a couple extras because they are that good. You can get family meals too. Just call ahead for those so that they can start making the chicken for you because again, they make it in small batches. So check out Crispy Crunchy Chicken at Gas Express in New Bedford at the corner of Tarkin Hill Road and Belleville Avenue. You can also get it via Gotchu, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. It is so good. And don't sleep on the shrimp either. A caller suggested I try the fried shrimp, and it is amazing. So I always like to get a side of that now with my meal from Crispy Crunchy Chicken. What am I doing for dinner tonight? Maybe I'll have to run by there. I mean, people are coming from all over to go there. People come from Plymouth. People come from Rhode Island. People are coming from all over. So you know that it's good. All right. It is time now to go into the newsroom and get all of the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
Good morning. A foreign aid bill heads to the president's desk. The Supreme Court weighs emergency abortions. And a new search for the Loch Ness Monster.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden says he's prepared to sign a new foreign aid bill into law. On Tuesday, the Senate passed a $95 billion emergency foreign aid package, which included funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the Indo-Pacific. Chuck Schumer weighs in.
We tell our allies, we will stand with you. We tell our adversaries, don't mess with us. We tell the world, we will do everything to defend democracy and our way of life.
The bill also laid the groundwork to ban the social media app TikTok in the U.S. Hailing the Senate's decision, Biden said he plans to sign the bill later today. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear a case involving emergency abortions. The High Court will hear oral arguments today on whether emergency rooms in Idaho can provide abortions to a woman whose health is at risk. Idaho's law makes it a felony for physicians to perform most abortions except to save the life of the mother. Columbia University is demanding the encampment related to Israel-Hamas war protests be dismantled. Ben Chang is the Vice President of Public Affairs of Columbia and says there are safety concerns.
We are working hard to resolve the situation on campus, including through ongoing discussions with local, city, and state officials.
Some of the encampment has been taken down, but some tents still remain on the school's lawn. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is meeting with Jewish students and giving remarks at Columbia today. Meanwhile, at NYU, student demonstrations are expected to continue at nearby Washington Square Park. Millions of salaried workers in the U.S. will soon qualify for overtime pay, thanks to a new rule from the Biden administration. The rule announced Tuesday by the Department of Labor changes the threshold under which salaried employees become eligible for overtime. The department estimates that an extra 4 million workers will qualify for overtime once the rule is implemented in January. The Food and Drug Administration says the bird flu virus has been detected in some samples of pasteurized milk in the U.S. Mark Mayfield explains.
The FDA made the announcement Tuesday, less than a month after an outbreak of the bird flu was found in herds of dairy cows for the first time. The agency says the pasteurization of the milk is likely to inactivate the virus, and it's therefore still safe to drink, although they're still waiting for test results to confirm that statement. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The city of Baltimore is making some changes following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. On Thursday, a deeper channel will be opened to allow commercial ships in and out of the port of Baltimore. And there's a new search for the Loch Ness Monster. Bree Tennis with details on how the U.S. is helping.
NASA says they'll join in with the latest search for the Loch Ness Monster. Last year, one of the biggest searches for Nessie captured loud underwater noises and several potential sightings, but nothing scientific. This latest search will take place on the 90th anniversary of the first photo of Nessie, which has been proven to be a fake. But there have been nearly 1,300 sightings of Nessie since that photo was released. The new search is May 30th to June 2nd. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox dropped their series opener to the Guardians, falling 4-1 in Cleveland. The three-game set continues tonight. The Celtics hoping to build off the momentum they created after topping the Heat in Game 1. They host Miami for Game 2 tonight at TD Garden. And the Bruins and Toronto Maple Leafs in Game 3 tonight in Toronto. Both of those playoff games at 7 o'clock.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Wednesday morning. Cloudy skies will continue to develop. Temperature in the mid-40s this morning as we head into the afternoon. Slight chance for some showers. It'll be breezy. Temperature in the upper 50s. Not ruling out a thunderstorm or two later on this afternoon. As we head into the overnight hours, we'll be under a freeze watch. Temperature will be around 32. Gusty winds of 21. Tomorrow, sunny, around 50. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. Now, normally I would have played Synchronicity 2 after Phil had that news story about the Loch Ness Monster. Since that's a song about the Loch Ness Monster, I had no idea he was going to tell that story. So just one of those weird things where we were on the same wavelength, Phil. So, but yes, I would be interested to see if they find it. And by the way, Nessie isn't the only lake monster that the search continues to find. There's also Champ in Lake Champlain. And that search has actually been probably more ongoing than the Nessie search. There are a few researchers who are out there all the time. And there's a few others here in America too. Now here on the South Coast, we had a lot of stories about sea monsters that came from colonial days and the Native Americans, but we think a lot of those quote unquote sea monsters might have been whales, large squid, you know, things that are kind of mundane. But if you look at some of the old drawings and paintings of that era, they saw huge leviathans under the water, but probably not necessarily the case. But what is Nessie? If Nessie does exist, if Champ does exist, what are they? Are they dinosaurs? Something from the dinosaur era that has survived in those lakes? I've got a feeling probably not. But it's fun to think about. And certainly fun to talk to the researchers who are out there seriously committed to finding them. 508-996-0500. I got an app chat, and you can send app chat messages too. I got an app chat message from DSY in Dartmouth who says, Tim, was that car broken into or was it unlocked, the Lexus that was taken? I'm not sure. None of the news reporting mentioned that I saw. It only said that it was taken from out in front of his house. So that could mean, you know, it was locked and they broke into it. It could mean he had it unlocked. It could also mean he had it parked out front with it running while he ran into the house for something. But the idea that, you know, these more modern cars are supposedly getting more and more theft proof is not proving true. Look at what do they call it? The Kia challenge that was going around on TikTok, where there's something you can do to like Kias and Hyundais, because they're the same company, that you can start the car without the key and steal it. Hopefully this Lexus doesn't have that same issue, but imagine paying all that money for that car. And he talked about how he saved up for it. It was his dream car. And then that actual nightmare takes place. 508-996-0500. Let me just check the app chats here and see if anything came in. So the Fairhaven issue, the Fairhaven Civil Service issue, again, Chris is going to talk about this when he comes on at 9. He has a guest coming in that can discuss it more in depth. But what is going to happen here? And is this a mistake? Is this ineptitude? There are a lot of people in town who are not fans of the town administrator. Could this be something that they put at her feet? As we know, there's been some controversy around some of the select board. Could this be put at their feet? I mean, who is going to ultimately take the blame for this oversight? Which is apparently what it is, an oversight. And if you're just tuning in, Fairhaven voted to pull out of civil service at town meeting last year, which was required because it was approved at town meeting in 1954. However, the select board says they learned after that fact that the police chief was put into civil service at a town election in 1938, which means it needs to be removed at a town election. So therefore, the chief is still under civil service in Fairhaven. And they're in the process of replacing the current police chief.
who is retiring in August, which is not a long time. We're just about into May. So you've got 4 months to try to figure this out. The select board is going to meet after town meeting to determine the best course of action to replace the chief. The town meeting is on May 4th. I'm not sure exactly when, if that means they're going to meet literally after town meeting. Town meetings tend to run long and people want to go home afterward. Is it the next day? Is it sometime after town meeting? The clock is ticking on this. But it's clear from the vote, the townspeople want those positions removed from civil service. The unions want them removed from civil service. And in this release, which you can read at WBSM.com and on the app, the Fairhaven Select Board is very critical of civil service. So nobody has the appetite to have to hire a chief through this process. But what if that ends up being the only solution? I guess it depends on a few things. Can you appoint an interim chief? What are the qualifications and necessities for that? Would Chief Myers stay until this process is resolved? I just don't get it. I don't know how you, I mean, I know how you make this mistake by just finding that 1954 town meeting warrant and saying, well, there we go. That's when it happened. So that's how we have to change it. And not going back to 1938. It's not like there are still voters from 1938 around that are going to say, oh, yeah, no, we put the police chief into civil service in 1938. So would hiring a consultant have helped with this? Or did they? And the consultant missed it? I don't know. But the bottom line is it's wreaking havoc now in this process of replacing Chief Myers. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break and be back in a few moments. Again, 508-996-0500. That's Stone Temple Pilots, and that goes out to Lady Gray, who was just telling me yesterday, we were having a conversation about how underrated Stone Temple Pilots are. You should follow her on Instagram. She has a couple of accounts, but Lady Gray Mornings. Mornings as in like mourning somebody's death, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G-S, because she just takes these beautiful photos of mornings that, you know, are foggy and are gray, and you say, well, it's not really a beautiful day, but then you see it through her eye and you're like, oh, well, that is beautiful. So check that out. Lady Gray Mornings on Instagram. The I just blanked out on what I was going to. Oh, okay. This is why I keep the computer handy. Today is Right Whale Day, the second annual Right Whale Day in Massachusetts, a day that was created to honor the state's official marine mammal, the right whale, which is critically endangered. There are fewer than 360 right whales remaining, and of those, only 70 are breeding females. So this, according to WCVB, officials said Right Whale Day serves as an important opportunity to educate the public, highlight expansive work and research to protect the species, and share ways to support right whale conservation. Calving numbers continue to lag behind what scientists saw a decade ago. This past calving season, only 11 calves were born, fewer than the previous 2 years. Scientists said there are continued to be elevated numbers of human-caused injuries to the whales from fishing gear entanglements and vessel strikes, which is the leading cause. Those are the leading causes of the North Atlantic right whale's decline. So they'll not only be celebrating the whales and talking about conservation efforts for the whales, they'll also be celebrating the 30th anniversary of the right whale license plate. And that blows my mind. Can you believe it's been 30 years since that right whale license plate first became available? Which I think, I may be wrong on this, but I think that might have been the first specialty plate like that in Massachusetts. I think the right whale might have been the first one. But now what do we have? We have Red Sox, Celtics, Bruins. I think there's a Patriots one. We have Cape and Islands. We have the ones for adopting children. I mean, there's seems like every cause can apply for a license plate now. But I think the right whale was the first one that was different than the rest of the regular Massachusetts plates. But that's been 30 years. It doesn't feel like 30 years. But then also, when I tell you that 30 years was 1994, doesn't that feel wrong too? There's no way 1994 was 30 years ago. That was like 10 years ago, right? I forget what I was watching. I don't recall what it was, but it was something that was talking about something that happened in 2009, 2010. And I said, wow, we were only like 10 years from the 90s back then. But we're over 10 years from that now. Like, what? How is this happening? How is time flying like this? But yes, 30 years of the right whale license plate. And today is Right Whale Day in the Commonwealth. So do yourself a favor. Don't hit any whales with your boat. That would be bad any day, but especially not today. All right, 508-996-0500. I've got to take a final break in this hour. We'll be back in a few moments. Some Tori Amos there for you to get you moving. Not a lot of her songs are what I would call, you know, danceable, but that one certainly is. 508-996-0500. We'll take your calls when we come back. Actually, when we come back from the news, we're going to be joined by Christine Pierce. She's going to join us.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget.
Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.